I want to take a moment and talk about Bonvenue Bank here for just a moment, since we're here live on location. Jim Hudson is the president of Bonvenue Bank. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scoot. Glad to be here.
All right. So there's so much competition when it comes to banks. This used to be a Citizens National Bank, and you've got locations around the state. You're born in Louisiana, so this is a financial institution that's been part of Louisiana
right.
for a long time. So what's new about the name change, and what's new about Bonvenue Bank, and why should people think about bringing their checking accounts and saving accounts and business loans here?
Well, thank you. And I'm so glad to have you here today with us.
Thanks.
And we're pretty excited about the opportunity here. Well, our bank is about 40 years old. We've only been in South Louisiana for 3.5 years, but I've been here most of my banking career. In fact, my first job in banking was on the West Bank in Gretna about 40-plus years ago. So
wow. It's,
to me, it's like coming home and seeing a bunch of old friends and customers that have been with me for a long time. So it's great to be here.
Boy, the banking business has changed a lot in those 40 years.
Yeah, it has. But look, it's still about relationships, I believe. Yeah. And every bank has products and technology. I think that the secret sauce is the people behind the technology and the products. And I think we have an amazing team here who are battle-tested bankers who want to be here and believe in a certain culture. And that's how they want to service their clients. And I think we're pretty good at it.
So, Jim, for people who have checking accounts and savings accounts, for businesses that are local and they're doing loans with their banks, is there a reason that Bonvenue Bank would be a better bank for them?
Well, I think the level of service. I mean, again, you can be at a mega bank and be a number,
yeah.
Or you can have a banking relationship and have a financial partner who's going to work with you during the good times and bad times. I think that's what we provide. And we try to find solutions for our clients, and we have a reputation of that.
And you're encouraging businesses to consider doing loans with you.
Yes, sir, we are.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I know sometimes, people have been with the bank for a long time, and sometimes banks, take you for granted. The bank's been there for a long time. You've been there for a long time. But moving a savings account, a checking account, or if you're a business, coming here and opening your account here and trying to do business with a new bank with new innovative ideas can be advantageous for everyone.
Sure. And look, it can be overwhelming for a customer or client to talk about moving their banking relationship when you're talking about online banking and new passwords and ACHs and all the things that come along with that. But our team here make it really easy for you. They walk you through it. And I can promise you, when you walk in our front door, you're going to feel the difference here. And that difference is service.
All right. So somebody could go to a Bonvenue Bank location, including this new one here at 2000 Belchase Highway in Gretna. And the people here would actually help them move their account here.
Right. First, they would welcome them and give them a cup of coffee and have them come in and talk about what their financial needs are and find solutions to fit those needs.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of people don't even know about financial needs. They have a checking account, they have a savings account, and, they just want the best deal. So, I mean, do you have good offers when it comes to just checking
accounts? Yeah, we do. I don't think we're, I don't really want to be the low-cost provider of anything.
Right.
I want to provide a level of service, and I want to have clients that appreciate that the amount of work and care that we provide to each of our clients.
Yeah. A lot of dignitaries are here. Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang is here for the ribbon cutting. That's cool.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
We go way back a long time. Her dad was a friend of mine, and so we have a lot of long-term relationships here today, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, I knew her dad, too. Yeah. He was quite a character,
to
say the least. What is the biggest challenge for a banker in 2024?
Well, the regulatory environment is very complicated, and you've got to be able to navigate that. But you can, and you will, and we do, and you hire good people to help you walk your way through those things. I think changing technology, but technology has gotten much cheaper. And in fact, that community banks can compete against the mega banks now almost on any level.
A couple of years ago, Jim, we saw banks that you would have thought would have been totally solid banks. Falter.
Yeah.
Bonvenue Bank obviously is doing the things that it needs to do to stay really solid and stable.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Look, we manage our balance sheet. I think that some of the banks that you mentioned happened a couple of years ago and caused the run that took place. When you look at what happened with those banks, they didn't manage their balance sheets very well. So we're very proud of our management team and how we conduct ourselves, and we have a strong equity position and great liquidity.
And for all the businesses out there that are looking to do loans, or for somebody who has an idea about a business loan, Bonvenue Bank will be competitive?
Oh, we'd be very competitive. And again, it goes back to we'll be competitive, and what you will experience here will be a different level of service than you used to.
Now, when it comes to, say, a car loan, for example, could somebody have a bank account with Bonvenue Bank? And you know, maybe instead of going to the dealership to get the deal, they could come here and get like pre-qualified for a car loan?
Sure, yeah, we can do that. I would tell you, the dealerships typically do a better job on car financing because of the wholesale nature and the ability to finance at zero rates in some cases when they're trying to push a certain line of cars. But we could take care of that need for the client.
Yeah, I appreciate your honesty there. Yeah, so look, this is an exciting time for you, and I want to congratulate you and welcome you to Gretna. And I think the name change is great, Citizens National Bank. It sounds like just an old bank.
Yeah.
You know, now I know you're an old bank with a lot of financial foundation in Louisiana, but the name just sounds old. So Bonvenue Bank just sounds innovative, new, and exciting, and I think that's going to work in your favor.
Yeah, we think it's pretty cool. The Citizens National Bank. There are 177 banks across the country that has some variation of Citizens in their name. There are six banks in Louisiana that uses Citizens in their name. So for us, we wanted to be unique and special and be able to be identified, build our own brand. And we know Bonvenue is something we own and no one can duplicate it.
Yeah, very French and very local, too.
It is.
It sounds friendly.
It does.
And it means being friendly and all that. Jim Hudson is the president of Bonvenue Bank. Thank you for having us.
Let me just correct you. I'm the South Louisiana market president. Jason Smith is our CEO.
Well, I give you a little promotion right here, okay? Well, I'm glad you corrected
that.
But, you know, as far as the audience is concerned, you're one of the presidents, okay?
Yeah.
So thanks for being with us, and, you know, good luck with this new branch.
Thank you, Skip. Come by open the account up.
Yeah, sure. You know, I'm looking for a place to put my money. It's not that I have that much, but, you know, I'm looking for a place to put my money.
We'll take it. Thank you.
Okay.